Introduction. Stan Alive. Why read this book? Perhaps at some point you have heard about the Austrian School of Economics and are curious as to what it is. Or you may be discouraged by the economics you have encountered in textbooks and newspapers and are searching for a more realistic view of economic life. The dominant school of economics, often referred to as the neoclassical school, seems to describe people behaving in ways that are hard to relate to the human activity we see around us every day. The textbook humans seem robotic, rigidly obeying a set of equations that maximizes their utility based on a set of parameters. The equations themselves are said to cause supply and demand to meet at an equilibrium price, one that sets the quantity demanded equal to the quantity supplied. What place do humans have in such a system of equations? It seems difficult to relate those mathematical constructs to the world in which we live. How is the idea of man as a utility equation solver relevant to an Islamic revolution, to Mother Teresa, to Jimi Hendrix, or to your own decision to take a vacation that you really can't afford, but really need? Yet you feel that economics ought to be relevant to real life. Doesn't it deal with jobs, money, taxes, prices, and industry? Stuff of everyday